there's places that you don't want to have ghosts at because you're there for a completely different reason. However, some of those places tend to be places that are frequently haunted. It just is what it is. But why is it what it is? It's something interesting to think about, where we have these expectations or desires for things to be one way, but in reality, they end up being a completely different way. Take, for example, a bed and breakfast. You go to a bed and breakfast, it's usually, you know, a kind of a romantic excursion. You and your significant other, you want time together. You're not necessarily going to ghost hunt unless that's really what you're going for. You don't need necessarily intervention or anyone, you know, walking in on, you know, time together. Being in a hospital, you want to heal. You want to focus on getting better. You don't want to focus on dead people that may be walking the halls. Well, today on Real Ghost Stories Online, we have two very interesting stories. One, of course, about a bed and breakfast. Did the original Irish owner of the mansion return and, you know, intervene in what should have been a romantic evening for one couple? And then we go to a hospital in India where it seems a little ghost girl is following around a doctor everywhere he goes. The doctor's unaware of it, but the patients are all too aware of it. Those stories today on EPP bonus episode number 364 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. When I say bed and breakfast, what comes to mind? Bed, breakfast. But what else? What else comes to mind? Typically, kind of an older building, usually a mansion or a Victorian type style home, several rooms. And then naturally, yep, ghosts. Why is that? I think logically, if we're to look at it and make a guess, just age of a building and the possibility of that old building having quite a history. A lot of bed and breakfasts were once stately manors, stately homes for some very wealthy people of their day. And likely a lot of things occur in those lives of those people that had those manors. Sometimes good, sometimes bad, as is for everyone. But sometimes fairly dramatic things happen. And sometimes really not much at all, but just a love of a property. That this is where you live. This is what you've worked for. And this is your home. And even when you're gone, you may still want to be there. That's what we hear about in our next story. A couple goes to a bed and breakfast. And then, yes, they experience a haunting. Take a listen. Hey, Tony, you've shared a couple of my stories and I appreciate it. I recently submitted a story my wife told me happened to her while working at a hospital. I guess we have a history of paranormal experiences. This is a story that literally just happened to me this weekend. My wife and I recently celebrated our third wedding anniversary. We were particularly excited about this anniversary as the previous year, we didn't go out or anything during the pandemic. We had just had our daughter. She's now one and super amazing, but we were happy to leave her at grandma's for a night so we could relax. We have a favorite hotel that we've stayed at least once a year at since our honeymoon. Without giving away the name or anything, because I don't know if they want a haunted reputation, it's one of the old mansions in the capital city of our state. They converted this giant 20-room mansion into a bed and breakfast, complete with a library with books and DVDs for you to check out and read or watch in your cozy room. Each of the rooms are themed after various state parks and national parks. They even used a stone from the national parks in the rooms. We stayed in the Canyonlands National Park room, which had a red sandstone tile stairway leading to a bathroom with a red sandstone bathtub. I guess originally this mansion was built by a rich Irish family that immigrated here in the late 1800s. It's an amazing building. As we were checking into the hotel, the host reminded us and remembered us from the previous time we were there on our honeymoon and various other visits that we had spent there. We filled out a little form for our custom breakfast request the next morning. Then he gave us our key. We walked to our room, super familiar with the mansion at this point. We walked down a plush, winding, grand staircase complete with scarlet carpet and mahogany railings, stained glass windows, along with a giant chandelier. It's insane to me that someone built and lived in this house, especially like 130 years ago. Being we were staying there on a Monday night and still in the middle of COVID, the host told us that there were only two other couples staying in the whole house, which has four stories, by the way. We made our way to our door, which I opened with an old skeleton key. The door had the kind of lock that you can peek through the keyhole by the doorknob, if that makes sense. It's a wicked cool place. We were excited to be in our sandstone room again for the second time, including our honeymoon. I placed our bags on the bed and opened the window shades, which revealed a sandstone balcony overlooking the entire city. We'd spent the morning at a local ski resort town where we had our first ever couples massage and went and did some shopping. We'd been driving quite a bit and were a bit worn out. We decided to just chill out for a little bit before we went off for dinner. As we were relaxing, I noticed my phone, which was charged to 80% when we arrived, was depleted almost completely. I quickly charged the phone. My wife noticed her phone battery and her watch battery were depleted as well. Weird, we both said. I thought these were charging up more. We didn't think much of it and just waiting for them to charge. And once they charged, we decided now was a good time to eat. So we went off to a local shopping area just a walking distance away to get some Mexican food. The weather was nice up until this point, but it had gotten cloudy and started snowing. We got our food, ate it rather quickly, walked back to the mansion where we let ourselves in with the key we received when we checked in. We made our way to our room, surprised that we ran into literally no one in the halls or on the grand staircase. If I didn't know better, I would think this place was abandoned. We got to our room and decided we would start a romantic bath. It was our anniversary, after all. Put some bubbles in the bath and we're, hanging out. When my wife suddenly said, rather frantically, "Wait, did you hear that?" To which I responded, "Hear what?" "That. Did you hear that?" I said, "You mean the drain?" "The drain plug kind of sucks." "No," my wife said. "It was a woman's voice. I heard a woman's voice." I'd had paranormal experiences before, but I didn't think this was one. I just said, "She must be going crazy." We started hanging out again when she gasped and said, "There it is again. You don't hear that? I hear a woman singing." I must have given her a disbelieving look because she got upset and pulled the plug on the bath and got out and was drying off. I was just waiting for my wife to cool down a little since she was mad at me before I would go and talk to her some more. But that's when I heard it too. I heard a man and a woman singing together. I figured there was a logical explanation and that maybe one of the rooms next to us was occupied and they were listening to the radio. I left the room and went into the hall, pretending to just get some refreshments from the fridge they have for guests. Put my ear next to all the adjoining rooms and heard nothing. I decided it would make my wife happy if I told her what I heard, so I told her. To which she replied, "See, I'm not crazy." The rest of the night went well, and we ended up hunkering down in bed watching the snowfall while we watched some Adam Sandler movie on DVD. I guess we both fell asleep. I woke up with the TV still on. It was playing the DVD menu on repeat. It annoyed me enough for me to get up to turn off the DVD player and shut the cupboard door to hide the TV screen. I tried hard to avoid making the floor squeak. I tried not to wake up my wife and laid back down in bed next to her. That's when I heard the floor squeaking, like someone was walking on it. I thought maybe somehow my wife had already gotten out of bed to use the bathroom and I didn't notice. But it took me just another moment to realize she was asleep next to me. Panicked, I looked up. I saw nothing. But I heard a woman's voice say, rather politely, in an Irish accent, "Hello, I believe you are in my room." that's where we're going to have to pause the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 364 of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to hear the rest of our story, please become an extra podcast person. You'll hear the rest of this story, as well as this very compelling story of a hospital and a doctor that is followed around by what appears to be the ghost of a little girl. Who is a little girl? Why is she following him? Why is he completely unaware of it? But the patients, they know what's up. It's a great one. You want to hear that along with all of our episodes, all 364 bonus episodes, advanced episodes of our show, and the archive, which is literally the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. You get all of it commercial free, plus our ebook, plus our audiobook. Sign up to be an extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Only $5 a month. Help keep us on the air. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to get access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories updated all the time for you. Check it out and help keep us on the air. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.